What is the worst thing you saw a teacher do? Now, this one, at first, it was reported that students saw this. And even when they didn't, still not the best move. A teacher, whose name has been held up, I believe, doesn't matter, has apologized to students after feeding a kitten to the snake they kept in the classroom.
Oh!
You should see the looks on your faces.
Oh!
What?
Yeah!
Hello, pussy.
No, goodbye.
What?
Officials received a report on September 3rd from a parent who heard a teacher fed a kitten to a snake in front of the students.
I wouldn't have believed it if I heard that rumor.
No,
they didn't.
The police department administrators investigated the report and confirmed that the allegations being shared online were not accurate.
Okay.
The district confirmed that the advanced animal science teacher at Alvord High School fed an ailing kitten to the snake before the school day. She later acknowledged this decision to her class and permitted a student with parental consent to take the remaining ailing kittens home.
What do you mean by ailing exactly? Like they were dying already? Yeah.
Or they just have little kitty colds.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because kittens get sick so easily.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, where'd you go? And like, is there a store to go get a box of ailing kittens?
Yeah, did you just find a bag on a bridge?
Supply.
Yeah.
You get them half off.
You get a free one when you buy a chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the weak cat snake food section.
Even if it's sick, most kids are going to be upset, even in high school, that you fed a kitten to a snake. Now, I know we can all sit back and say, well, if the kitten was sick, the snake's going to eat. It makes sense. You feed other live animals to snakes, don't they?
A mouse or something.
Yeah, but it's usually uglier animals people don't care about.
Yeah.
Not kittens. And also,
it is a double standard.
And also, it's not exactly natural selection, at least not around here. We don't usually have a bunch of big snakes that eat cats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Florida, sure, but.
The teacher is an experienced educator and animal lover, apologized to the students for her actions, and voluntarily removed all the snakes from her classroom. The superintendent said the school district consulted with legal counsel and confirmed the incident with the teacher was isolated and has been addressed and remediated. The superintendent said the ailing kittens that were taken home by the student all died.
Oh,
and now there's a hungry snake.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was already dead and you fed it to the snake, I think I'd say, okay, you found sick kittens that died and then fed them to the snake. But
I still think it's weird in front of the students.
But she admitted it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of things with biology and animals and farms and other things that for most of us or a lot of us, it would seem off-putting and weird to have to do. But if you're into that world, it would be pretty normal for you. I could see where she wouldn't really think that much about it. Go, oh, yeah, I had to feed an ailing cat to my snake today.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, that's not going to be the worst thing we hear that a teacher did.
No, definitely not. I'd like the weird ones more than the salacious, like, criminal ones.
We'll get both. Jason on Cape Cod. Hi, Jason. What is the worst thing you saw a teacher do?
So back in the mid-80s, my earth science teacher was the king of tweed, older than Methuselah, and always wore the tightest tweed suits in the planet that were covered in chalk dust. And he would routinely and regularly stick his junk on the corner of any girl's desk in the classroom when he was teaching.
Did every school have that teacher? Because we had one.
Yep. Yeah, where they would rest their stuff on the corner of the desk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so gross.
Yeah.
I'm sure you saw it.
Oh, yeah. Coach Chambers. I'll never forget him. He would always wear pants that like made the bulge show a little more, too. And he would always rest them right there. Ugh. It was like, please back off of my desk. I didn't even ask for help.
Do you think they all know they do it?
Yes. Definitely.
Probably. I think some guys are just like wildly unaware of their own bodies and where they lean. I don't know that every one of them is a creep, just most of them.
Yeah. Brian joins us. Hi, Brian. What is the weirdest thing you saw a teacher do?
I'm a longtime listener. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Brian.
Kelly Malin, you're posed in the thorns of idiots there. So in middle school over 40 years ago, in Southwest Michigan here, my teacher was a track coach, and he fired off a starter's pistol when the kids weren't listening and acting up in the classroom. So he fired that off right in the classroom.
In the classroom.
And, got everybody's attention. My ears are still probably ringing a little bit from that. But yeah, you wouldn't do that today, definitely.
No, I don't think it would work.
Nor should you. Those are very loud.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not. He didn't put his junk on anybody's desk, I don't think, but other than firing off the pistol, yeah.
He probably didn't even get in trouble, did he?
No, nothing ever came of it. I never heard anything that he got in trouble or consequences of doing that.
You're right. Now you'd be a front page news story. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, there were some great things back then. My chemistry teacher assaulted a cheerleader with an eraser, but in a funny way.
I know, but you could charge them with assault.
Yeah. Now, it would happen now, but at the time, yeah, she wasn't paying attention. Was one of those girls who was just always talking, and I was like the kid in the class that was like, it was almost all upperclassmen, and I was a younger kid, so I was always quiet in there. I thought, everyone in here is so much smarter than me, and I'm a stupid idiot, and I will never talk. Mm-hmm. So I was always paying really good attention in that class, and I could see what he was doing, and so could a lot of the people in the class at the moment. And he's talking, and he's watching this girl not listen mm-hmm. and talk to somebody else, and everyone in the room is just quiet, watching him slowly go over.
Excited.
At the time, we all had chalkboards. And he grabs this loaded eraser and then wipes a little bit more off on
to get some chalk on it.
And he just goes, Brittany, or whatever the girl's name was. And she looks and he fires off like he was Nolan Ryan. And it hit her right in the chest. And it went poof, like this cloud. So she wasn't hurt. She says, oh. And she laughed. She goes, sorry. Mm-hmm. And we all had a good laugh at it. And no harm, no foul. But yeah, you could never do that now. No. But it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Brian in Pennsylvania. Hi, Brian. What's the worst thing you saw your teacher do?
So my teacher pulled a Marilyn Monroe on us in front of the entire class.
What?
Oh.
Which Marilyn? Overdosed?
Yeah. Or the stand over
the good one.
Break.
Okay. Was it
singing to JFK?
Okay, yeah.
She was standing on top of the radiator, hanging some projects on the wall, forgetting she was wearing a dress. The wind blew, and all the guys got a show.
Oh my God! She dropped down like it was a parachute, like Mary Poppins. Good Lord!
She told everybody to turn around.
I bet that poor lady.
We didn't.
No, of course not. Yeah, Brian, thank you. Yeah. Let's see. All right, let's try this one. Jason, what's the worst thing you saw a teacher do?
Light up right in front of me. Joint.
In class?
No. So actually, it was on a Friday, and we were talking about going fishing that weekend, and our government and economics teacher asked if he could tag along with us. So we were like, yeah, sure. You know, he's a pretty cool teacher.
Right? Yeah, that's already weird.
Right?
A little bit, yeah.
So, yeah, we're like, yeah, you know, he's a pretty cool guy and everything. So, yeah, the next morning we get out on the boat and we get out there and look over and I'm like, holy crap. He's just rolling up a joint right there and he sparks it and then he hands it over to us because do you guys partake?
Oh, my God.
How old were you?
I was 17 at the time, and this was in 1993.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Was it a young teacher? Yeah. Was it somebody who's like, he's like 24 or
like
something?
An old stoner from the 60s?
Yeah.
You know, more of the stoner from the 60s.
Huh. I have a teacher that, in hindsight, I think, I don't know if he would have sparked one up in front of the kids, but he was definitely an old stoner from the 60s who was ready to sit around and bang a bongo and be a peacenik. That's for sure.
Well, the best part was that after that, I think you realized, oh, crap, now they have something on me. And the rest of that semester went like a breeze.
I bet it did. God, what was he thinking? Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
That's like two or three felonies.
Yeah. He said it was 1993.
Yeah.
I would expect that in like the 70s, like Dazed and Confused.
Maybe.
Era. Mm-hmm.
But the teacher, holy cow. Yeah. All right, this is the one Hot Wings you didn't want, but this is an example of some that we're getting. Ready?
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, our history teacher was sitting on a stool in front of the class while everyone was working on a group project. So only a couple of us noticed this, but a guy up front said, "Why are you sitting with your legs so far apart on the stool?" And the teacher mouthed, "Because I have a big D."
That's so inappropriate.
Yeah. Everyone did notice later, however, was when he got arrested for grooming a girl in our school and having sexual relations with a high school girl in another county. He was the 25-year-old hot teacher that a bunch of girls in our grade had a crush on until that moment.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the nightmare.
Oh, jeez.
But it, I don't know what it was about the high school I went to. So many students slept with so many teachers.
That's weird.
Now, teachers, coaches, like I can name two classmates I graduated with and then multiple people who were younger classmates that were sleeping with teachers. So weird. And two of those teachers still work at that school.
That's
one of those students became a teacher at that school. It's so incestual.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
All of the teachers at our school were old. Like Tommy the other day said, didn't you ever have a really hot teacher? I said, not a single one. Not one time was there a teacher that I thought, man, they're hot. So I guess that's a blessing. Unless my students were sleeping with old teachers, then even worse.
Yeah.
Not even young and hot.
Yeah, same. I think we had like one decent looking student teacher, but I didn't have her.
Yeah.
Like mine were.
Yeah, she slept with the hotter kids.
Yeah, she slept with the hotter kids. We did have a couple of teachers who married students after the students graduated. Then
that's
they
pretty sus.
That's
pretty sus.
Not like within a day or anything, but
by the end of summer.
Still sus.
A couple of years later, though, they started dating, the younger teachers and, they were 19 or 20 and the teachers were 25 or 26.
Yeah, just barely legal. Mm-hmm. In that sense, you haven't been their teacher for a little while. Yeah. On the way, more. What's the worst thing you saw your teacher do?